Happy Wednesday, and welcome to another episode of Speedrun, the show where we bring you the video game news of the day in 10 minutes or less. Today is October 6th, 2021. I'm your host, Steven Weber, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about Sora joining Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, several Kingdom Hearts games coming to Switch, Ghost Recon's new free-to-play entry into the franchise, and Sony continuing to make it more difficult to purchase older titles digitally. So let's get right into it. Our first news story of the day is that Sora is officially the final DLC fighter for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. This comes from Joe Screbbles at IGN. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate's last ever DLC character will be Sora from Kingdom Hearts. Announced by series creator Masahiro Sakurai in a final presentation, a new trailer referenced the original Smash Bros. Ultimate reveal. It showed Mario throwing a fireball that opened a portal, bringing Sora into the world of Smash Bros. Sora will be added to the game on October 18th. It'll cost $5.99 as a standalone and is part of Fighter Pass Volume 2. Sakurai says Sora's controls are relatively straightforward, but he will remain distinct from other characters. He's built for airborne combat, but his weakness is weight. He weighs less than Young Link or Isabelle, meaning you'll want to avoid hits. As you'd expect, his basic attacks utilize the Keyblade, and several attacks are designed to hit enemies into the air, allowing you to begin air combos. Sora can also use some of Kingdom Hearts' magic. Some are used for damage, while others are used as cosmetic-only taunts. The aim for Sora is to control as much as possible like he did in the original Kingdom Hearts. And the article does go on to talk more about the design decisions that Sakurai made when bringing in this character and the costumes that they're working on and all sorts of other things. So you're interested in that, it's linked in the podcast description as always. But Sora has been far and away one of the most requested characters of all time in Smash. And so for them to kind of go out on a high note with Ultimate and adding this character as the final DLC fighter, I think is a perfect little swan song note to the best entry in the franchise, the most characters, and it's something people have really wanted. And for Sakurai specifically, this is his final character, his final contribution to the Smash Brothers franchise, you know, really his baby in the industry. He did note that he's going to continue game development beyond this franchise, so I'm interested to see what he does next, but this is his final note for Smash Brothers. I think there was a fantastic trailer kind of showing all those characters there, and seeing all the reactions online has been fantastic. So just over a week to go, I think, until the character is released, and I'm excited to see what some of those reactions are when it is. And our second news story of the day goes hand in hand. There are three Kingdom Hearts games coming to Switch. They'll be available via the cloud. This comes from Cameron Faulkner at The Verge. The final new fighter coming to Super Smash Bros. Ultimate was revealed as Sora from Kingdom Hearts, but the event, hosted by game director Masahiro Sakurai, culminated in some arguably bigger news. I don't quite agree with that. The three mainline Kingdom Hearts games are coming to the Nintendo Switch. This includes Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 and 2.5 Remix, Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue, and Kingdom Hearts 3. Notably, all three titles will be delivered via cloud streaming instead of native ports, so they won't be stored locally on your Switch. Nintendo showed the games running on PlayStation 4 during the stream. Prices and release dates for each of the games weren't detailed during the stream, but Sakurai stated that the release date will be announced later. It's hard to say how Kingdom Hearts will look and feel while streamed over the internet instead of played locally. Other games like Control also have cloud versions on the Switch, and the experience wasn't as bad as I feared. If this Kingdom Hearts release gets similar treatment, Nintendo will likely offer a free trial period for the games to make sure that your internet connection can handle it. I don't think I necessarily agree that this is a bigger announcement than Sora getting added to Smash, but it is certainly welcome for fans of the franchise that are on Switch and want to play those games there and happen to have a reliable enough internet connection to do so. Our third news story of the day is that Ubisoft has announced Ghost Recon Frontline, a new free-to-play game. This comes from Andy Chalk at PC Gamer. Ghost Recon Frontline, revealed today during a live stream marking Ghost Recon's 20th anniversary, is a free-to-play PvP shooter that supports up to 100 players in team-based combat across a large open battleground. That's right, it's a battle royale game, although its main mode has an extraction twist in the vein of Hunt Showdown. Frontline takes Ghost Recon back to its FPS roots. More recent additions to the series like Wildlands and Breakpoint are third-person shooters, and promises an advanced class system that enables players to customize and upgrade characters. Different classes will be able to pursue unique skill paths and will also have access to a range of deployables like auto turrets, barricades, and smoke screens. And unlike most battle royales, frontline characters, or contractors as they're known, can be swapped on the fly, so you can more readily adapt to whatever situation presents itself. The quote flagship mode in Frontline, called Expedition, will see 102 players in teams of three working to complete objectives, gather intel, defend it from opposing players, and then escape from the map. The process of extraction is noisy and very visible, and a perfect opportunity for other teams to swoop in while you're waiting for your ride. Other modes promise a more casual experience. A Ubisoft rep said Frontline will also have a control mode at launch, although details on that haven't been revealed just yet. Three classes will be available in the first closed beta test. First is the Assault class, the go-to class for close-up fights. Then we have the Support class. Their fortification abilities make them excellent for holding ground. And finally, the Scout class. You can reveal enemies and pester them from a distance. Frontline will evolve across multiple seasons with new modes, maps, characters, tactical tools, and other content added during each new season. It will also support full crossplay at launch between PC, consoles, and streaming services. A launch date hasn't been set yet, but the PC-exclusive first closed beta test, unfortunately limited to players in Europe, will run from October 14th to the 21st. You can sign up for that and future tests at GhostRecon.Frontline.com. So Ubisoft's taking another shot at the Battle Royale genre, the free-to-play market with Ghost Recon now. They tried it with Hyperscape, and that game had some unique aspects to it, but it just didn't catch on. It didn't really put a dent into that genre and fizzled out. I expect something similar will happen with this. I don't see enough unique new things for Battle Royale that would separate this out from the current champions in that space. But I could be totally wrong, and I would love to see this come in and really compete and do something new in that space that's been kind of tired out for the last 3-4 years. I think that would be really interesting, but I just can't see it happening. So I guess we'll have to wait and see how the beta reactions and feedback come back next weekend. And our fourth and final news story of the day is that you'll soon be forced to use PlayStation Network cards to purchase PS3 and Vita games digitally. This comes from Kat Bailey at IGN. Earlier this year, Sony's apparent decision to close the PlayStation 3 and Vita stores caused a fervor among fans. Sony eventually reversed course, but it will soon be very difficult to purchase new games from the stores regardless. As spotted by Kotaku, buried on PlayStation's support page is a notice that the PlayStation Store on Vita and PS3 will soon no longer accept credit card or PayPal. That won't make the library completely inaccessible. It'll still be possible to load up your wallet through devices like a desktop PC, but it will make it considerably more inconvenient. In order to purchase PlayStation 3 or Vita games on the PlayStation Store, you'll need to either purchase a gift card or use the wallet system via Sony's website. You can also use any funds that you've added to your PS4 or PS5. Even now, it's not the easiest task in the world to access the PlayStation Store on a Vita. If you have two-factor authentication enabled, you'll have to go through a separate song and dance just to log in. You would think that PlayStation Vita owners have suffered enough, but Sony's defunct device keeps finding new and inventive ways to torment them from beyond the grave. If you do manage to log into your Vita or PS3, there are plenty of great games available that are difficult to find elsewhere, including a multitude of PS1 games, PSP games, and even PS2 games. Many are difficult to find elsewhere and are worth snapping up if you can. Sony just seems really intent on making this as difficult as possible. Like the article mentions earlier this year, we talked about it on the show, they tried to shut down the stores. Enough people had some blowback from that they stopped that movement. But at this point, if you want any games on the PlayStation 3 or Vita stores, you might as well just go buy them now. Get them while you can. Who knows what's going to happen to this store next or how difficult it's going to become to get those games. And some of them really are going to be lost to time because they are not available anywhere else. So those are all the major news stories around video games for the morning of October 6th, 2021. If you like the show, please shoot us a review on your preferred podcasting platform and follow us on Twitter at GlitchPoint or me personally at NerdGuySteve. This has been Speedrun, a GlitchPoint podcast. I'm Steven Weber. Stay safe and have a fantastic rest of your day.